Along the river courses amongst the central ranges, you may find a strange tree which looks like this. Pale ragged bark, and often leafless. If it has leaves, these are oddly shaped, like a child's drawing of a flying seagull. Rich red flowers or long curly seed pods full of big red or yellow seeds. These features have inspired a range of names. Coral tree, batwing coral tree, and bean tree. For simplicity's sake, we will use the name bean tree today. Bean trees enjoy the fertile and comparatively well-watered banks of rivers in the central ranges and to the north. They become rare as you travel south because they really don't like the frosty winter nights that become more common as you get to higher latitudes. Frost can make bean trees drop their leaves. Fires can make bean trees drop their leaves. Drought can make bean trees drop their leaves. This fondness for dropping their leaves means it's not unusual to see these trees bare of foliage altogether. Trees which shed their leaves like this are not common in the central desert, so sometimes when people see one like this, they think it's dead. Usually it's not. The flowers are glorious, a vivid red colour which attract nectar-loving insects. Once pollinated, they transform in the long curly pods holding the beans. If there are no beans visible in the pods on the tree, try looking for some in the leaf litter below the tree. If you do find some, please put them back once you've had a look at them, so others can find them later too. The beans look delicious, but don't be deceived, they are toxic. They are also really hard. They've been popular with Aboriginal women for thousands of years for decorations on necklaces, headbands, and baskets. To thread them onto jewellery, a hole would be burnt through the seed using a white-hot ember. Ladies still make jewellery from them today, but now employ heated wires to burn the hole. Perhaps you've seen some of this bean jewellery for sale in the art shops in Alice Springs. The wood of the bean tree was greatly valued by desert people for making tools. Bowls to carry food, water, babies, and other objects are easily made from the soft, workable wood. The wood is also famous among local people for playing practical jokes. It is very, very light, so it's easy to lift a huge bean tree log, which looks like it should be much heavier. A timeless joke is to demonstrate your incredible strength to a friend from out of town by theatrically straining to lift a bean tree log, then inviting your victim to try it. The poor sap braces, preparing for the great strain of heaving this heavy-looking log, only to fall backwards with a surprisingly light log in their hands, and a face as red as the beans. The desert park has some really good bean tree specimens. There are some historic bean trees to be seen at Olive Pink Botanic Garden in downtown Alice Springs. Several of the trees there were personally planted by the famous botanist Olive Pink herself and are now legally protected heritage sites. If you want to see a wild bean tree, you have a few options. My favourite place to see them is on the banks of Davenport Creek, a tributary of the Fink River in the West MacDonald Ranges National Park, where bean trees grow among native lemongrasses and glorious old calitrous pine trees.